Hey, Swinney. Hey, Kenneth. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Thanks for joining us. So the All-Star game selections came out. A lot of Cubs on that roster. Let's start with the starters. Did the fans get it right with the vote?
You know, I think more in the American League. I think generally the fans do a pretty good job. I think in the American League they were pretty much right on. I don't have any big problems with any of the American League starters. You know, you could nitpick with some of the National League. Buster Posey is, he's as good as there is. There's a former, he's a MVP winner. But, boy, Wilson Ramos in Washington is having a fabulous year. I'm thinking maybe Ramos instead of Buster Posey. And Addison Russell is a really good player, a Cubs shortstop. But Corey Seager of the Dodgers has been out of this world. So possibly I would go Seager over Addison Russell. And Ben Zobrist, another Cub at second base, having a good year. But, Daniel Murphy of the Nationals has been unbelievable. Now, Zobrist defensively is better than Murphy, but Murphy with the bat has been phenomenal. So, you can nitpick. I know there are people out there, too, that think Nolan Arenado maybe should start instead of Chris Bryant. But I think especially the last 2 weeks that Bryant's had, and he's up to 25 homers or wherever he's at, I think Bryant is fine over Arenado, although I get it when people say, maybe Arenado should be the guy.
Looking at that NL pitching staff for the All-Star game, I know they're probably going to be missing their best pitcher in Clayton Kershaw not being there. And I know I was told I can't ask any Clayton Kershaw questions, so it's a roundabout Kershaw question. How's the AL going to score any runs against that NL pitching staff?
Whoa.
Well, first off, let's just ask, who told you you couldn't ask any Clayton Kershaw? Well, that wasn't me.
No, Scott, here's the thing. So our program director, Bill, who has a show right before us, he knows I'm the world's biggest Dodger fan, and I'm in love with Clayton Kershaw. He's the greatest player I've ever seen in my life. And every interview we do with a baseball guy, I always ask something Kershaw-related. So he put a moratorium on the Kershaw questions today. So I made a roundabout Kershaw question. And I guess with him being on the DL right now, I guess we're okay.
So, well, that's right. It's hard to ask questions, right, because he's a non-entity this year in this game anyway. Although it's too bad, because it's unbelievable that he's never started an All-Star game.
So how is the AL going to score any runs against this NL pitching staff?
Well, maybe the AL, maybe they can play small ball and, do some bunting and stuff. But no, seriously, just Kershaw, but the way things stand right now, Madison Bumgarner of the Giants is due to start Sunday night for San Francisco. They played the Sunday night game, and Sunday's Bumgarner's day to start. So the National League could be without Kershaw and Bumgarner. And, so now you got, I'm going to guess Terry Collins is going to go with his own guy to start, Noah Syndergaard. But Syndergaard's complained here and there about elbow issues. You got Jake Arrieta of the Cubs, who's not been, the last three starts, he's been human. So maybe the American League can get to him. But you're right, Steven Strasburg, Jose Fernandez, Johnny Cueto, the list, the hits just keep coming out of that National League, dugout and bullpen. So I don't know, but stranger things have happened. You guys know it's baseball, and who's to say Noah Syndergaard won't give up a five spot in the first inning? You just never know.
We're about the halfway point of the season with the All-Star game coming up. Who are the MVPs in each league at this point?
American League, I would say possibly Manny Machado is a guy that I like a lot. Jose Altuve.
Houston Astros. Between,
Astros second baseman Altuve, Orioles third baseman Machado. I think those two right now, I think one of them, possibly Altuve. National League MVP, probably at this point will go one of the Cubs, Anthony Rizzo or Chris Bryant. I think you could make cases for both of them. The interesting thing to me is at the end of the year when the voting is done, will they end up canceling each other out? In other words, will they dilute the vote because, maybe 30% of the voters will vote for Rizzo and 30 or 40% for Bryant? Would that open the door for somebody else to sneak in?
Would that guy be Daniel Murphy, maybe the guy to sneak in there with the season he's had so far?
He could. He's been unbelievable. There's no question about it. And the Nationals are in first place right now. I think they're going to remain in first place. And that's the other thing with MVP is, you know, in the old days, it didn't happen every year, but you could have situations where a guy from a last place team becomes an MVP. It'd be just because his numbers are so good. But it seems like more and more over the last 15 years, voters have made it clear that part of their definition of the MVP, and I should say our definition, because I last year had a National League MVP vote, and part of the definition, almost the modern definition, is you look at it's not just player of the year. In other words, the one guy who has the best numbers, but it's also how valuable he was to his team. And generally speaking, you MVPs now are coming off of division-winning teams or playoff teams. And so that'll help Daniel Murphy, sure.
Any chance David Ortiz could get some love with it being his final season and maybe the writers, the fact that he's a very beloved guy, go his direction with the season he's had so far at age 40?
He could. I think he'd certainly be a sentimental choice. I think the thing that's going to be difficult for Ortiz, though, is being the DH, because the voters also, I think, have made it clear if you're going to be a DH and not play at all in the field, your numbers had better be so far over everybody else's. And, you know, maybe Ortiz will get there by the end of the year. I think there's a chance, but I do think as a DH, even with a sentimental vote, I think he probably won't. I'd say he'll finish top five, but maybe won't win.
Scott Miller, MLB columnist for Bleacher Report, joining us here on O'Connell and Swinney on ESPN 700. We saw the Cubs jump out to a huge start this year, and they've kind of, I don't want to say come back to the pack, but they've leveled off a bit. They still have the best winning percentage in baseball. What's the difference between the Cubs for the first quarter of the season and I guess the second quarter of the season?
Well, you know what? The thing back to earth started with Dexter Fowler's injury. That guy is one of the more underrated players. And I said that last winter when he was a free agent. And, you know, the Cubs let him go initially and signed Jason Hayward. And, you know, I kept saying all winter long, geez, I can't believe Fowler's still out there. This guy, he had a really good year for the Cubs last year. He's a winning player. He's a good personality in the clubhouse. His on-base percentage is good. He can play defense. Then, of course, he was still out there going into spring training, and the Cubs scooped him up. When he went out onto the disabled list with that, I believe it was a hamstring injury, that started their, I don't want to say skid, because, you know, there's, like you said, they've still got a pretty good lead, but that is where things started to go less than perfect for them. And then, with Fowler out about a week later or so, I know Anthony Rizzo sat out at least one game with a sore back. So now you've got Fowler and Rizzo out. And you know, no matter how good you are, those are two really good players. So that diluted their talent pool. And then, you know, the last three or four times out, Jake Arrieta has actually been human, you know, which I think we were expecting at some point. He couldn't keep up that superhuman run forever. But, you know, and then along with Arrieta being human, you know, John Lackey and John Lester, both of whom have been off to very good starts, but, you know, they had an individual start or two where they gave it up, and you add all that together, and that's what you get.
Are they no longer the best team in baseball? Have the Rangers or the Giants surpassed them at this point?
You know, I think in the moment, probably, yeah, you'd have to say that. I mean, the Cubs, you know, their last 10 games, I'm just looking at the computer here, they're 4-6 in their last 10. So, you know, I think over the course of the long season, you know, absolutely the Cubs, Rangers, Giants, maybe Cleveland Indians, the way they're going, they're your best three or four teams in the game. But as far as you want to lessen it to just a snapshot of where we stand today, if you had to pick a team right now today to go out and play tonight, yeah, I think you'd pick the Giants and the Rangers both ahead of the Cubs.
What do the Dodgers need to do to get back in the race against the Giants? They're only five back at this point. It seems like they're getting some of their pitchers back. Brandon McCarthy coming off the DL recently. But Clayton Kershaw also hitting the DL, and they've had a few injuries here and there. Can Corey Seager keep him afloat until Kershaw gets back in a couple weeks and kind of keep this team going? Because they seem to be very inconsistent in their ability to score runs.
Yeah, they do, and Adrian Gonzalez has been a big part of that inconsistency.
The power's gone, yeah.
Yeah, the power's gone, and he's been frustrated, and you know he admits he's not the same player he's been now. He's 34 years old. Excuse me. So is this the beginning of the decline? And, you know, it very well could be. And if it is, that's going to be another huge challenge for the Dodgers to overcome. But, you know, maybe it was just a first-half thing, and Adrian will return to being Adrian in the second half. You know, we'll have to wait and see. But I think that plays a huge role in that inconsistent offense right there. And then, you know, beyond that, and then we all know the enigmatic Yasiel Puig. You know, he's been disappointing this year. He's had his moments, but they continue to try to get some consistency out of him. And whether that's ever going to come, who knows? Andre Ethier has been out all year, and at some point they should get him back, and that'll help. Beyond all that, yeah, it goes back to pitching. I mean, you know, we'll see if Bud Norris can be the savior. Man, he was great the other night. I have my doubts over the next 12 or 14 starts that he can repeat that. But, you know, that's the other thing with the Dodgers. You know, they were 14-2 in games Clayton Kershaw started this year so far. And I've at the time of his injury, they were 29-35 in games started by anybody not named Clayton Kershaw. So, it's a combination of that rotation behind Kershaw has been very inconsistent and oftentimes not too good. You know, Kenta Maeda last night gave up the three-run shot to Manny Machado. And, you know, Maeda, same thing. He tends to be really good the first time through the order, and then he goes south. So they've got to get some consistent pitching, and they've got to score runs more consistently. And whether they can do both, if they can do both of those at the same time, absolutely the Dodgers can catch the Giants. But I don't know if they can do that, both of those at the same time.
Scott, one more question before we let you go here. I got to ask you something Astros related, or my co-host here is going to kill me. The Astros were left for dead earlier in the season. What's been the biggest reason for this turnaround, getting them back into the wild card race and maybe making a run at the Rangers?
You know, combination of things. One, I think they were too good to keep playing like they started to be, and that's a general thing. But within that, you know, Carlos Correa didn't get off to the start people thought he would, and he's been better lately. They're pitching. Dallas Keuchel in April and May, you know, he's still been not that great, but, you know, coming off a Cy Young year where he just practically carried them, his April and May was pretty bad. And, you know, Lance McCullers Jr. started the season on the disabled list. He's another young starter that's integral to that team. And they finally, now he's back and been rounding into shape. You know, so those are a couple things right there. You know, Carlos Gomez wasn't too good earlier either. So they had a lot of guys get off to bad starts. I mean, as it is, Carlos Gomez, I said he wasn't too good earlier. He's still not exactly setting the world on fire. I mean, he's hitting .218 with a .287 on base percentage. I mean, you know, 28-29% of the time you're getting on base, that's you know, they need him to either step it up, or maybe they have to go get somebody at the trade deadline.
Scott, thanks so much for the time. Enjoy the All-Star game and probably a break for a couple of days there afterwards.
I hope so. But, yeah, it's easy for me this year. The All-Star game's coming to my town.
Ah, nice.
I do not even have to get on an airplane to go to it.
Oh, there you go. Well, you're lucky enough to live in San Diego, then. That's not a bad spot to live. So.
Pay for my flight.
Yeah, Scott, thanks for the time. Enjoy your week.
Thanks, guys. You too.